Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
From TAB, Robin, you've been here, well, how many times now?
This is my seventh visit to Australia. Obviously, we came through Melbourne when we went up to Sydney and we ran in the Queen Elizabeth. But yes, yeah, so this is seven times, individual times with horses.
Look, Red Verdon, he's got that short, real quick burst of speed.
Definitely so. Let's hope Zach can use that. Nice bit of cover early doors in the race. From a nice draw position, I think we'll jump out of seven, we should do. I know we're drawn nine, but with the emergencies out, we'll probably be seven. That gives Zach options. I'd like to see him sort of middle just to, middle to front of the field, in behind horses, cover, lob round for that mile and a half, and quicken up the straight.
I guess Ed and the team has really learnt what horses required for these races.
Well, Mr. Arcooley is a great supporter of our stable. He loves Australian racing, as so do I. The Melbourne Cup is obviously a dream to everybody. We've come so close, and that makes it even more of a dream. The Caulfield Cup was a race that we ran trip to Paris in, and Mr. Arcooley obviously saw that, and he was quite keen for Red Verdon to do the two. He did want Red Caddo to do it, but I was always trying to put him off that I didn't think Caulfield would suit Red Caddo as much as the Flemington track.
So do you reckon Caulfield will suit Red Verdon?
With a bit of luck in running, I'm sure it will.
Yeah. How's he travelled? Because, again, I was talking to Annalisa Balding there before that you were on that plane that got stranded at Charger. How did Red Verdon cope with all that?
He was brilliant. I looked after Mr. Charlton's horse as well, and both those two horses were very well behaved, very relaxed. They ate plenty, they drank plenty. I couldn't have asked them to be any better, even if I'd wanted to, but it's not ideal to be sat on an aeroplane in Charger on the ground for that length of time, but they came through it well. They came out the other side in Australia. I gave my horse a couple of easy days, and he never showed any problems whatsoever.
Ed Dunlop, of course, is back home. They've got sales and obviously massive weekend of racing at Ascot.
That's correct. I just spoke to him this morning. He said, how am I? And I told him,
don't say what you told me.
No, I won't say what I told you. And he's had 11 hours at the sales this today, and he's feeling quite under the weather now.
Yeah, that's a better way of saying it than what you told me earlier. I guess with experience of bringing Red Caddo a number of times, you get to know what sort of horse you do need?
Look, worldwide travel, we've learnt over the years, and we've been doing it for a lot of years, you know, with the likes of Ouija Board, Snow Fairy, obviously Red Caddo. And you do learn a lot, and you learn something every trip. You put all that together, and I think the experience of seeing all this, don't forget, I've also got a great team that I've built up in Australia over the years.
Yeah.
I can't thank my vet enough, you know. Rob McInnes, he's a fantastic vet. Paul Downs, when he can, gives us a lovely track to train on.
Yep.
AllRacing.com, Racing Victoria, everybody. It's a big team that helps me here.
Now, who are these, mate? These are, there's Aidan O'Brien's horses at the front. Or they're all Aidan's.
They're all Aidan's, yeah.
Yeah. They're all, now this is good radio, but there's four horses coming out of the last barn. These are the horses that are predominantly here to run in Melbourne Cups and maybe a Cox Plate. Rostoprovich is one that I'm looking forward to seeing. Maybe it runs in the Cox Plate next week. Do you know much about this horse?
I know that it's a real nice horse, and I think Aidan really likes it himself, especially for a Melbourne Cup.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll wait and see. That's next week. I was just going to try and bring up the numbers of these horses so I can tell our listeners what's going through. But no, it doesn't give me those quite the numbers that I've just seen. But, yeah, horses continue to come out. You're well looked after, aren't you?
Yeah, look, they've got this down to a T now. There's never been so many. Personally, I think there is too many.
You reckon?
I do.
There's been a lot of discussion here on whether we should be capping numbers and things.
I tend to agree with you.
Yeah.
This used to be such a compact international carnival, which made it so more exciting for us. Because it was the top races that were targeted, and I don't want to see it going into a completely international race meeting in the sense of going all over the country to race these European horses. It should be in my eyes, it should be Melbourne Cup, Cox Plate, Caulfield Cup. And obviously, if horses need a run beforehand, that's fair enough. But it has got very, very big,
I think,
Andrew.
There's nearly 40 here in total.
The amount of horses that have gone through Werribee is huge. I think the track manager's done a wonderful job to keep it as he has. It must be very difficult for him.
Hey, Robin, good luck tomorrow. Now, don't tell anybody, but I'm going to give you two boxes.
Okay? There's plenty in the barn. Thank you very much, Andrew.
There's plenty in the barn, so I'm going to give you one each. There you go.
Thank you, Andrew.
Now, we thank you for coming on and being a part of it this morning. Good luck tomorrow. It sounds like the horse has done everything that you want it to do, and it's now Zach Purton's chance to get some cover and finish off tomorrow.
That's it. That's it. Bit of luck in running, and we'll be very, very happy.
How many photos, how many selfies have we taken through the 7 years? Hey, thank you, Robin. Good
Cheers,
luck
mate.
Tomorrow, mate.
Thank you
Good
very much.
You. Robin Trevor-Jones from the Ed Dunlop stable with Red Verdon tomorrow. We'll